Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Feels good. We love our city. Gold 92.5.
First podcast of the week. Ah, what a treat.
Yay.
What a treat for your ears.
It is. It is. And I can't wait because I'm taking on some school holidays at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we play a bit of a game, Are You Smarter Than Spider? And I'm taking on, you know, the average 10-year-old and seeing how I go.
Well, this one that we're going to have on the game today is only 8.
Okay.
Mm. So,
how do you reckon you're going to go?
No, yeah. I don't. I have a crack.
Okay.
Because I don't like it how everyone gets a medallion, everyone gets a ribbon. If you're not good enough, you're not good enough.
Really? You just hand out a whole lot of trophies to your Southport Sharks team?
I know. I felt really... Yeah. I know.
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm different.
There was a psychologist couch examination session. Just said.
Nah.
You've paid for the rest of the hour. Anything else you want to talk about?
No. Nah. That's it. We're having to go get a coffee.
Hey, look, there's this bloke, and he's a dad of a son called Max. He's pulled his kid out of school just across the border near Coolangatta. He said, nope, I'm sorry, but it's way too far when you're getting my son to dress up as a hippie and sing climate change songs. So we're going to have a chat with this bloke and see what it's really all about.
And I found a dog yesterday. And
what?
Yeah, just roaming the streets. Aww. So I didn't really know what to do with it. In the end, I took it to the vet. But, you know, those stories of when your dog's gotten out and how far it's gotten. Those miraculous stories where it's other side of
Red
the
dog style.
Oh, don't.
Oh, yeah, you cry every time you
get the tissues.
No, it's more awkward for you two than me. I don't mind a blubber. You two don't know what to do.
Blubber. All right. Well, those stories coming up on the podcast, which starts now.
All right. Well, this happened just across the border, not too far away from Coolangatta. A dad, his name's Matt, he pulled his son out of a state school after the boy claimed teachers encouraged students to dress like hippies and sing climate change songs. His son, Max, came home and said, Dad, this is a bit too far.
Yeah.
They're making me sing Joni Mitchell. Big Yellow Taxi said, all right, son, it's time to swap schools. And he's joining us right now. Matt Carlos, thank you so much. So the school made them dress up as hippies, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And that was a final straw for me. And Max is he's pretty switched on to what's going on. And, well, it's hard not to be going up and down our road. We got... protest signs up and down our street, I've done for a few years now, protesting against our business and stop water mining and all this business. So, I mean, just going to and from home. My kids have got to look at that every day. So they're aware of what's going on, and having this sort of stuff pushed on them in school, they come home. Yeah, not too happy about it.
Yeah, well, you know, you see all the schools and all the protests going on at the moment. What kind of things are they doing at school to push more onto them?
Oh, singing these songs that are, you know, to do with climate change and, well, just promoting dressing up as hippies to as some sort of way to show the kids that, you know, if you want to look after the environment. And that's one of the things that I really don't like about the whole Greens movement and these types of people is their arrogance and this sense of having a monopoly on caring for the environment. It's as though if you're not one of them, then you couldn't possibly care about the environment or looking after the land. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Mm.
So you were saying that they were actually told to dress as hippies, and you're saying why not dress as farmers, dress as something they can learn a bit more about? You're not anti-environment.
Right.
Let's get this right.
No, of course not.
Okay.
No, of course not. And that's what's so ridiculous about the whole thing and what makes me angry with the way they carry on. Like I say, they carry on as though they have a monopoly on looking after the environment. So unless you want to get around like a hippie and say, stop this, stop that, and you know, have this negative attitude towards everything, that you're somehow all for destroying the environment and the land when it's obviously not the case at all. I mean, farmers are the real environmentalists that manage the land and look after the place, and, you know, they're the ones out there putting in all the hard work. And when they're teaching kids songs that the only mention of a farmer is saying, hey, farmer, you know, I don't want DDT in my food and all this, and promoting dressing like hippies, well, yeah, I'm not okay with that.
No, I understand where you're coming from for sure. But you're saying that, you know, there's signs and everything up and down the street. What's that? Why is that so big in that area?
That's our family business. We're in water harvesting, and that's a whole other story. The Greens down this way, and particularly the council, so the Green councillors and the Labor councillor, because they're all the same. They're against us, and been trying to shut us down for years. Okay. That's another story. Yeah.
So I see that it is a sensitive issue for you anyway, and the school seems to have exacerbated it, because having a Green Day and teaching kids about the environment, that can't be a bad thing, but you're just saying it's like kind of the fundamentalist greenies.
Right,
It's the way they're going about it. It's inappropriate. And, when they're doing it, going about it that way, it's not right, no.
Ah, like this song they were wanting the kids to sing. Did Max come home singing this?
Yeah, that's the one. You've
got till it's gone. You paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Well, that's happening a lot on the Gold Coast. Mm. They're paving paradise, they're putting up parking lots. I like that song.
You're allowed to sing it at your own time, Bridge. It's just a state school may not be the right place to have it forced on you.
That's it.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, no worries.
Yesterday, I was walking back from the dog park with my dog, Roxy, and then another dog sort of started following us home.
What? Oh, okay, that's awkward.
So it was just a random dog. Nobody walking with this dog?
Nobody walking with this dog. It was on the road, or on the side of the road, and then it ran across the road to come and follow me.
Collar,
but no ID.
Oh, so you're hoping it's microchipped, but you don't know, right?
Do you live far from the dog park?
Not far from the dog park. This was near my house, though, so I don't know where this dog originally came from. But it was, when I encountered it, it was near my house. So it came up to my front door.
Tough situation with this is, if you look after it and take it home, you don't know if the owner is close by trying to find the dog.
Mm. Well, I walked up and down the street for another half an hour with the dog trying to see if anyone was looking for it. No one came.
Did this dog more like you or more like your dog?
It liked my dog, but then I put my dog inside and I was just standing with the dog.
I like your random questioning, you non-animal lover.
Does that clarify?
Does it matter?
Anyway, no. So what I did, I tried to call the council, and then because it's a Sunday, of course, there's no one there, and it puts you through to the pound, and there's no one there.
You can't send it to the pound.
Well, just doing what it said on Google, I'd never done this before. So, and then in the end, I called the RSPCA, and they said take it to the emergency vet, which is what I ended up doing. So I gave it to them so they can microchip it and find out who owns it.
Good.
You know, which I think I did the right thing. In
is that well what done. You, is that what you should do? What do you do if a dog's never followed me home?
Thank goodness for that. I don't want to know what could have happened to it. What would you do?
I'd try and outrun it.
You can't outrun it.
Well, I don't
this
know.
Was a, this was I, someone's dog. I didn't want to leave it on the side of the road.
Come on.
No, you can't say what you do. You swear at my dogs. You're so rude to my dogs and they still love you.
So what are you supposed to do?
Okay, you did the right thing. Yeah. Okay, you hung around the area. You tried to see if anyone was around. There's no collar. You couldn't ring them.
Community service announcement. If you've lost a dog, which was, as it turns out, a Staffy Cross something in Burley Waters yesterday.
What colour?
Brown with a bit of white around its neck and its paws. It was cool. It sat in the car with me. Went down to the vet.
See, then did you leave a note to say we'll have the dog if no one claims it?
No, I don't have any more room for a dog.
Oh, this is always
true. Is that what happens?
Bridge can have it. No, you've always got room for more dogs.
Always. No. What you do, you did the right thing, right? Because Ted the Maltese Shih Tzu used to be an escape artist. And both times I get the call from the vet to say we've got it. Because that's what you do. You take it for the microchipping.
Okay.
So that's an option. Because often there's one local vet in the area that everyone takes the dogs to. But Ted went across the Gold Coast Highway, a Maltese Shih Tzu, and ended up at the Currumbin Vikings. So he went straight where Mummy used to love to go.
Just popping in for a party.
Yeah.
So he was found there. Another lady picked him up one day outside my house, so he must have just got out. Didn't know that it was straight outside. I wasn't home. And took him down to the vet, but was calling him Ted the whole time because she knew a little dog called Ted.
Well, that worked out.
But this dog could have come from New South Wales.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I only encountered it at my house. So, begs the question, how far has your dog gone? When it got out, this dog could have come from anywhere.
Wow, that's a good point. Where was it picked up? Yeah. Where did you get that phone call to go, hi, do you own a Black Staffy?
Is there any incredible stories of how far a dog's gone after it's gotten out? 13, 27, 10.
Cole, tell us about your mate's dog.
he had a dog that he had for years that he got off the Aboriginal people out in Tom Price in Western Australia.
Yep.
And he was living in Karratha, and the people next door end up wanting him to get rid of the dog because it looked like a dingo, because it was a dingo. So he had no papers for it, so he had to get rid of it. And it found its, he took it back out to where he got it in the middle of Western Australia, up in the Pilbara,
yep.
And it found its way back to him 3 weeks later.
How far was that?
Oh, that's about 600
Ks? Yeah.
600 Ks?
That's incredible, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Thanks for that, Kyle.
Got you, Kyle.
That's unbelievable.
It is, isn't it? Hayley in Labrador, hello. How far did your dog get?
It wasn't my dog personally, but I was living in Emerald in central Queensland.
Yes.
And I had a dog, little Jack Russell, I think, walk into my workplace, and she actually lived in southern Gold Coast.
No way.
So how far is Emerald?
It's about 1,300 kilometres.
This is like Red Dog.
That is Red Dog.
Wow. Are you just telling us the plot from Red Dog?
No. Apparently she walked in and I just put all over Facebook, you know, found dog, because everything's Facebook based up there.
Yeah, yep.
And I advertised that it was a found dog, and someone said that she looked like a missing dog from another, you know, lost and found page.
Yeah.
And apparently it belonged to an old woman who had a second dog, and this dog got out and someone scooped it up and decided that they wanted her. And they were in a little caravan, travelling caravan sort of car thing, and just took off with her, and she did a runner from the car in the car park.
Oh, there you go.
And the owner actually was so grateful when I contacted her. It was about 1 a.m. She called me back. And they said that they had their second dog booked into the vet to be put down because she went into depression because, you know, the other dog.
No.
And she flew up that weekend and she was just over the moon that, yeah, this dog. And, yeah, it was incredible. It was in the paper up there and everything.
What a beautiful story.
That's so good.
Well, you really saved two dogs, really.
You did. And Debbie in Mermaid Waters, what's your story?
My dog, I left with my sister at Rich Waters near Surfers Paradise Golf Course.
Yes.
And I went to Sydney and I got a call that this person has my dog. And I said, okay, I'm so sorry, what's the address? So I rang my sister, said, okay, Sandy's at this address. They turn up at Mick Doohan's house.
Ah.
The famous motorcycle racer,
yeah,
who lived at Kerr Island Waters. And so, needless to say, my dog was very happy and she's safe. She had to cross Bull Beach and Ring Road.
Oh.
But my brother-in-law was ecstatic because he got to meet Mick Doohan and have a look at all his bikes.
You got to be careful, though, Debbie, because that's where Pistol and Boo lived for a while, which
Did
was
they?
Johnny Depp's
Oh,
dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, all
right.
Thanks, well, Debbie.
Thank you.
These school holidays at Dreamworld. Experience the freedom of flying with Sky Voyager, now open.
Are you smarter than Spider? Are you smarter than Spider?
So far, the kids have
3-2.
Taken the lead. Yeah. The kids of the Gold Coast are smarter than Spider.
It goes, we've got another week, so it's not until the end of the week we know this.
I'm just saying, so far, the kids are smarter than Spider.
You're so competitive. It doesn't matter, does it? You would never take it easy on Boston. How old's your son now?
12.
Okay, so if you play tennis or footy or anything with him, take it easy
on him? Smoke him. Sorry, I can't lose. I try my hardest, but right, I just sit there and go, you know what? And Cherie always gets annoyed. She goes, you've got to let them win. Yeah, no, I don't.
So there we go. As you can see, this is not rigged and it's not fair.
Alicia is 8. Are you really going to smoke an 8-year-old? Alicia is 8. Cooma Rivers State School. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
All right. Now, you need to test your buzzer quickly. So the way it works is we ask the question and then you've got to say your name if you want to answer. So let's test your buzzer.
Alicia.
Yeah, but do it nice and quickly. You've got to do it before Spider buzzes in as well, okay? So we'll test it one more time. What is it?
Alicia.
There we go,
Spider.
Alicia.
Okay, Spider's work.
All right, okay. Question number one, Alicia and Spider. What is the name of Peppa Pig's brother?
Alicia. George Pig.
Yeah.
that's correct, isn't it?
Yes, it is correct.
Yeah, no idea.
So, okay, that's good. Alicia 1.
Okay.
And Spider what, on 0. Best of 3.
You didn't do your Peppa Pig research over the weekend,
did
you?
No.
Okay, Alicia, spider. How many years are in a millennium?
Spider.
Ooh. Alicia, 1,000.
Spider, what were you going to say?
100.
100 is incorrect.
What was that, Alicia?
1,000.
1,000 is correct.
Did you? He's gone red. Hang on. You honestly thought you were right, did you?
Yep.
Well, we said it was best of three, so you've already won, Alicia. Congratulations.
Hey! We have one more question.
You're smarter than Spider, but let's have one more. Why not? Go on.
Yeah. Sorry, Alicia, you just sort of seen it from here. It was very funny to see Spider think he smoked it. Okay. Who is the crab in The Little Mermaid?
Alicia Sebastian.
Oh, where were you, Spider?
Three out of three.
Why are you going to know Peppa Pig and a crab? Well done, Alicia.
He says through gritted teeth.
Yeah.
A family pass to Dreamworld is all yours, Alicia. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No problem. These school holidays at Dreamworld experience the freedom of flying with Sky Voyager. It's now open. You can go see the tiger cubs. There's heaps of stuff there.
I don't know why I find it so funny. Dude, it's very, very funny.
The spider got schooled by an 8-year-old. That's why it's funny.
I actually thought it was 100.
What's a century? When you score a century.
Oh, no. Okay, I understand that now.
Your teacher, mate, your teachers learnt, I don't know. Were they teachers? Were they qualified?